CliffCentral.com. Womandla on CliffCentral.com.
Oh, yes. It is the first Wednesday of the year. I'm super amped. I'm super excited. If you saw me yesterday, I wasn't that excited about reporting for duty, but I'm hell of excited for reporting for duty today. And because it's the new year, so I'm those girls that in January, I buy every woman's magazine you can think of. Before the internet, I was buying every woman's magazine because the thing I love about January is I love the star signs. I love reading up on every single star sign, on every magazine, every iteration. And now that there's the internet, I'm actually like properly like messed up because there's so many different signs. There are so many predictions. There are so many. And it's always such a fantastic thing for me to read up about what the stars have got aligned for me going forward. And today, even more exciting, I have the absolutely gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. She's quite irritatingly gorgeous, actually, as she is sitting here, all of like 50 weeks pregnant. Ugogo Dineo Ndlazi. What's Gogo Geji? At Gogo Geji, G-E-J-I, ne?
Yeah.
On Twitter. And she's a kind of spiritual healer.
Yeah. I'm a Sangoma and a spiritual healer.
You have to tell me about the difference between a Sangoma and a spiritual healer before I even get into all of my reading up, because I've got your star signs, girls. I've got every single one of your star signs and what from my favorite website, Astrology Zone. And throughout the show, I'm going to be reading up a little bit of what your star sign has for you. Great. But tell me, what is the difference, Sangoma, spiritual healer?
Yeah, well, I actually call myself a traditional and a spiritual healer because, you know, tradition means that it's really traditional healing. It's based on indigenous traditional knowledge systems. So the knowledge of abokoko and abomkulu, knowledge that has been passed on from one generation to another. And it also means that I was initiated as a Sangoma. So, you know, I use traditional medicines, I use traditional methods, and so forth. But spiritual healer, it's the other aspect that I bring, because I'm not only trained as a Sangoma, I'm trained as an energy healer. I do palm reading, I do angel card reading, I do this and this and this. So it means other modalities than just traditional healing, because for me, I believe like we live in a times where we have to be holistic in our practices, because if we just do things the old way or same old way things, then we become really stagnant and irrelevant in these times. So in order for us to be relevant, we gotta upgrade, we gotta always put in the new. And if you look at the new year, it's like I'm always like, okay, what is the new training I gotta give myself in order for me to be the healer that I need to be, and also to service my clients in the best way that I can.
So it's like a 2.0. It's like healing 2.0.
I think it's healing 10. on a high note, because you see, the thing is also we come from a past and a history where traditional healing was quite stigmatized and it was demonized in its essences. So we need to be able to find platforms and ways that we are able to express it in a way that could relate to this generation. And this generation, I'm not talking about youth, I'm talking about the generation of the millennium. So how do we speak about this work that it can relate to every single ordinary man on the street? And that's my passion, because we also know that tradition has its own strictness and secretiveness that goes along with it, and it makes it very difficult for people who didn't grow up around those practices to kind of sign up for them, you know. But what's happening is that people are realizing that, you know, we're not only this body that we want to tone up for the year. We are not this body that we are on the new diet as we all get into in January. And the minds which we want to make sure that we are focused at year, but we are also the spirit. And I think that's what is, for me, that's what this conversation is important, is that we are also spirit. And how do we nurture the non-physical entity of ourselves? The one that doesn't have an articulate voice like the rest of it. When your body is tired, or when your body is not well, you know you gotta lose some weight. When you're not focusing, you know you need to re-energize yourself. But we miss that aspect of the spirit, and for me, that's my key interest.
So yesterday you were very strict, né? When you were telling me, Guti, because you are a healer,
yeah,
and because you are a Sangoma,
yes,
you don't do predictions.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's okay. I understand that about predictions. Sort of.
For someone who is an addict to astrological predictions.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But then, and we had an incredible conversation about the spirit realm and what this year
means,
is about and it means.
Yeah.
And maybe let's start there before I go into my astrology stuff.
Yeah. So, and again, I want to emphasize that I'm not a fortune teller. So I don't predict futures. Sometimes I could see things that are about to happen, but I already said that we've already, because this is my belief system, is that what you put out there comes back to you. So meaning that whatever that we're saying can be changed, as long as you change what you're putting out there. So nothing is cast in stone in the spirit world. We know that for sure. We look at the phenomena of what has happened. I mean, it was predicted that we're going to have another drought season, but we really didn't go at the extreme as which, you know, climatologists predicted, because nature is nature, and you can't tame it and you can't contain it. And that's what spirit is about, because it's what we can put out there that we get back. Mm. So to say that, what is this year about? So as healers, let me say, as healers, what are we looking for? We people who work with signs, symbols, astrology, the stars, we work with numbers a lot. We work with symbology, because for us, everything is significant, especially natural matter. So I was actually, as I was thinking about it, I was like, what has happened towards the end of the year that can tell us that are we blessed this year, or is there something amiss?
Please, can we be blessed this year? Yeah. 2016, I think, in every direction, almost universally.
Yeah.
As I was looking at all the Facebook stuff, mid-December, and people on Twitter, locally and internationally, everybody was like, we're enough of 2016. We're ready for a new...
No, I loved my 2016, because I looked at it as a, you know, like when I speak of symbology, well, let's speak about what happened to us end of the year. We had so much rain. Right. And we know rain, it's a blessing, because water is abundant in nature. So it really purified. For me, I was like, hallelujah. Let us cleanse ourselves of the toxins as a country, as a people, as an individual, as communities, of the toxins of 2016. Because we've had a lot of rain in December. We've also had a lot of rain in January. So already on that own, that symbology says to us, you know, something in the spiritual realm is starting to shift. Energetically, things are shifting. And we look at the number of 2017, because when we look at numbers, we look at, because that number is actually number 1 till number 9, and everything else is an addition. So when we're adding 2017,
yes.
You see how great my 2016 was. I'm still in 2016. It's when you add it up, it gives you number 10. But remember, 0 is a beautiful number. 0 is a number that amplifies and that really heightens the vibration of any number that is attached to. So really then you say 1 + 0, it's in 1. So hallelujah, we are at new beginnings for 2017. So we're beginning afresh.
Yay!
And the rain tells us that, because there was a lot of rain than rain that we've had in 20. You know, when we went into 2015, 2016, we didn't have a lot of rainfall. So it really tells us that we are in new beginnings. There's going to be probably also new leadership.
Please, God.
You know, leadership in different places, leadership within ourselves. It's also a spiritually awakening year for a lot of us. So we're getting in touch with our spiritual self. So that's what number is. And number evokes ancient knowledge. So some of us who've been struggling to connect to who we are and finding ourselves, this could be a year in which we find ourselves.
So a lot of what I read, it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of what I was reading on the zodiac signs, that they talk a lot about that. They talk a lot about this year, if you're Scorpio, this year, if you're Sagittarius, this year is about you. It's about figuring out your best self. It's about moving forward. Mm. It's about a great energy. So it when is. You say that, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So you see, I'm not an astrologist, but like I said, that all of us are different practitioners, and we look at symbology, you know, and astrologers look at the stars, and then, you know, Sangomas, some throw bones, but we bones are just ornaments. We really watch nature and the patterns in nature and say, what does it mean for the year in which we're going into? And for me, when I looked at the rainfall and how we've had so much abundance of water, for me, it was like water is life. Our bodies are made of 70% of water. So if really that life force is being reinforced again as we move into a new year, hallelujah, we are blessed. It's a blessed year. financial abundance.
Hey, yes, you know, God.
You know, because water is about abundance. You know, when we do affirmations, we say, you know, I'm abundant like the ocean. So it means that there's going to be infinite supply of things. But again, those things are not, it's not out there for you to wait for it to happen. Is we also need to change our thinking. So we need to be inviting a lot of positive attitude and thinking.
How does one do that? So the symbols are there. Nature is already working with us, as it were, to say the abundance is there.
Yeah.
But in awakening your own spiritual self and in connecting and making it happen in your own space, how can we best do that in this season?
So I think one thing we need to start working with, and I mean, the beauty of technology has really enabled a lot of things. You know, we can get across each other, you know, without really barriers anymore. But the limitation of it as well has been that we've been overly consumed by things, right? So we need to start distinguishing who we truly are and our false sense of self, which is the ego. So when we really, but when you go into your New Year's resolutions, are those egotistic resolutions or are things that are going to serve your highest form of self? Are those things going to enable you or disable you even further? So for example, losing weight, what is the importance and significance for you? Is it about health and vitality or is it about looking good and getting into, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you attach yourself to materialistic gain, then it becomes really hard to hold on to those goals. I mean, when I found out I was pregnant, it took me 2 years to lose weight.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
I was a size 42, and last year I went to a size 10. And when I found out I was pregnant, you know, the honest truth was it had nothing else to do with anything. And I was looking for all sorts of excuses in the book because this is my fourth child. I was like, how can it be? I was a size 10. But remember, I lost weight for vitality and health. And it doesn't mean that I cannot have that back. But then I realized that actually the losing weight was now attached to my ego, which is edging God out. That's what other practitioners define it as. Your false sense of self. So now I was the size 10. You're being toned up. You know, everything
was... You must come down. Right? So, ego.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Edging God out.
Yes.
All right.
And who is God? We're not talking about the God in the heavens. We're talking about the God in you. Because all of us, if we say we've got spirit, it means we've got... Spirit is about the power of creation. And we see the creator normally as out there. Creator is infinite and omnipresent. Is in every living thing, plants, animals, human beings. So when we become egotistic, we etch out that creator self in us because we think that the external can serve us, but actually it starts within.
Yo. And then, so in, I need a moment to process all of this because it's a lot. What I'm always fascinated by at this time of the year, between the changing over of the year, and it's so, for me it's always so crazy because the one day, you know, just that minute going into midnight is suddenly so imbued with so many things, which is why I love the astrology stuff, because the astrology stuff doesn't really, I have been with January to December. You know, it's cosmic and it all aligns to each individual person, right? And yet you're able to then say at this point in time, looking towards the next 12 months. Because that's what we've kind of been taught to do. It's time to do New Year's resolutions. It's time to begin afresh. It's time to reassess. The old bad energy. Or the things that did not work in the previous year. So that in the new year, you can kind of, you have a moment to go, reassess, realign, and then move forward. Most of it, for most of us, only lasts for about 3 weeks.
And you know why? Can I say why? Again, it's that whole thing. are these things that are going to serve you well, or are these egotistic things that you need? Right? How is getting a new income or an increased income going to enable you? Because if it's about, if the money is about getting an extra material so that you could be seen and be visible, because you think you're not visible at this moment.
Instagram yes. Live, baby.
Yeah, you understand what I mean? It's like social media lifestyles that we have really succumbed ourselves to. And also sometimes how we write, because remember I spoke about affirmation. So affirmation is really speaking what you're wanting to see, not what you don't want to see. So that is like, I don't want to be in a flipped up relationship, or I want to, you know,
it's okay, you're allowed to swear on here. Yeah.
You're gonna invite my other side.
You gotta bring the real. We're about real talk here on Cliff Central. We're uncensored. You're allowed to swear.
So it's you know, when you're writing things down, make sure that you're affirming what you want, not what you do not want.
Okay.
So it's not about saying I want to leave the crap job, but no, affirm what you want. So write your statements or sentences, because some of us still write them down. So write it in a positive way. So write what you're wanting to see. Do not use do not. You know, I do not want to gain weight. Rather say, you know, in 2017, I'm a healthy weight of size this, and you affirm it. And the more you could look at your, and make them very simple. Don't make a long list. It's December. You know, you just make it short and five key things. And odd numbers work very well than even numbers, because
really?
Yes.
Why?
In the spiritual realm, odd numbers it's kind of like it creates a different type of energy. You're not always striving to balance things out. Like, I want to make it even, because even numbers about balancing things out.
Yeah, you want to 10 things. So say it's not going to be 10.
Yeah. So just do 9 things. Right? Because also, you know, the number 9, it's about endings and beginnings. You know, what needs to end and what needs to begin. One, as I said, it's really the number of newness, you know, everything and starting afresh and starting anew. And 3, for example, it's a divine number. So if you do 3 key things, because 3 is actually beginning, middle and end. It's a complete number on its own. It's the only number in numerics that is complete. Beginning, middle and end. And that's why you see even in a lot of religious systems or spiritual, is like, you know,
Trinity,
the number of Trinity. And, you know, as we were saying, that I think things are shifting as well, because this sounds like, huh? But for some people it resonates, because we realize that over the past decades of for 2000 years plus, we've always relied on systems and structures that can tell us who we are, right? Religion, cultural systems, political systems. But people are becoming free-spirited, because those rules and laws are really limiting in who we're trying to be. Things are starting to unfold in ways that we have never been unfolded before. I mean, if you look at a lot of the scandals that happened last year, you know, and religious scandals of the pastor and the pastor, the Kellogg conflicts and all of those things, it is really telling us that we can no longer be at the mercy of others. We need to reclaim our power back. And that's what 2017 is about, reclaiming our power back and knowing that we are powerful enough, you know, as human beings, and each and every one of us is powerful where we at.
So we're all powerful. We all have it within us. The spirit is within us, and the creator and the God is within us.
And around us.
Omnipresent and omnipotent. Right? So that's a big ideology, which when you're a little old me, living your everyday life, you're in a community, commuting yourself between work and school and home and dinner and supper and waking up and trying to not be overly tired of the grind. Yeah. It's a huge thing to break down and break into.
You know why it's huge? Because it asks us to take responsibility. Because we are so used to knowing that if things don't go well, somebody out there's got to fix them, right? If we're not getting jobs, they need, you know, it's always external.
Where's my job?
Yes,
where's
my job? Where's my house?
Where's my water?
Exactly, where's my water?
Where's my road?
You know, where's my everything? It's like we don't take responsibility. And that's why this is a year, such a big year, because it asks us to take responsibility. When you take responsibility, you can account for yourself and you can make the difference that you want. Because otherwise, you are always in a victim mentality mode. It's always about, I didn't do anything, it is them. If only them can change and they could be better. So, for example, let's take something simplistic. You in a relationship that feels draining, and so the other partner has got to change in order for you to feel better about the relationship. But how have you contributed to the stagnation of the relationship?
Or the downness? Stagnation.
Oh, yes, no, but it's stagnant. It's not moving. It's not going anywhere, right? Or how have you actually know that the relationship no longer is there, it has already served its course. It's time to let go. But your ego is attached to that relationship because the status on your Facebook page says committed.
In a relationship.
Yes, you understand. So it's those type of things. So when it's big because you have to take responsibility. When things go wrong in your life, before you could look at the other, once you can start looking at how have I allowed for this to happen, the decision or the choice that you're going to come out of it will make sure you don't go back to the same mistakes. Mm. Why do people go and say the devil made me or this made me? Because they never take responsibility for it. You understand? I mean, if we had leadership in this country that took responsibility, we would have not had the nightmares that we had. But who knows what 2017 is holding for us. Maybe somebody will stand up and take responsibility. Because it's all about saying, you know what, I messed up. Mm. Or you said I can say I fucked up, right?
Yeah, so, you can say I fucked up.
Yeah, so, you know.
I fucked up, and has voted for this guy again.
Yes. No, but it's to say, no, I fucked up. I really messed up this time. And I got to do it. For me, it's so empowering because it means that you can make the changes that you need to make. But if it is them, you're going to forever wait for them to do something. And it means that your life will never be any better. Mm. You know, if you're waiting for the God out there, if you're waiting for the Messiah out there to rescue and save you, you'll live in the conditions in which you currently live in. You'll always feeling like I'm still waiting and nothing will move. If you look at the young people, say, yes, unemployment is a reality. Yes, poverty. A lot of things are a reality, but everybody's waiting for somebody. Everybody's waiting for the Messiah to come rescue them. There ain't no Messiah coming. The Messiah is within you. And it's about you starting to step up and say, what can I do? You know, I used to tell my aunt and I said to her, if I can give you 300 rands and say, go and stock up on vegetables and start sitting on the street, the first person will go, woo, I'm on bazotin. You understand?
Right, you that's understand? Our life, Elokshin.
No, but that's, no, but that's, I mean, I've seen great businessmen begin ngetamati. You know, I've seen my neighbor begin ngetamati to building different businesses. Alexander, for example. So, but we do not do those things because we are always waiting for somebody else. And when our lives don't work out, we can move away responsibly. I get people, and don't call me with this. I get people calling me or inboxing me like, oh, my marriage is a problem. Do you think I should leave them? Why can't you take responsibility for your problematic?
Yeah, good thing. When I'm lonely out there, I can say, Maruko kondlazuteng.
Yeah. Or, bang fagis kit, or bang tagatile. Manje paneling enzen. You know, and my first question is like, how do you know good bakter is kit? How do you know it's kit? You understand? So that's also my belief when it comes to witchcraft. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. It does. Mm. Witchcraft is an energy that operates in the non-visible. So when it's in the dark and we can't see it. But how have you opened the doors to that type of energy? Because anyone can be a witch. Negativity is witchcraft. That's what witchcraft is.
Every negative,
yes, every negative force is. So if you are always complaining, don't you think you're going to attract more things that you're going to complain about? Ungeke utshale ibanana and expect to get grapes. No ways. Mm. Right? Bananas grow in Limpopo and grapes go in the Western Cape. So you cannot really expect those things. So it's time that we plant the things that we want to see. So that's what I always tell people. Mega figures thokoza gogo yazingithakathini tawu. How so? How do you
How
know?
How do you know?
And all people want me. You see, that's the thing. People want you to Instagram solutions and inbox healing remedies and things like that. And I say, you take responsibility. You take imali, uyohlola, and be sure what. And you take responsibility to follow through the treatments that you are being asked for. Mm. Others ask me if I don't have a makundwan for Mali to go take my. You know, it's like all those things. But again, it's that whole thing of like people not wanting to take responsibility for their lives, always waiting for somebody, and will say, yeah, Cliff Central said this. Yeah, but a flu remedy. So I pose, I'm managing it worse.
Now I'm not better.
No, but that's why we say that when we are healers, we are not. This is guidance. It's not advice. We're just giving guidance. So even the messages we relating to today are guidances. And with guidance, it means you've got free will to do with whatever. Take whatever that works for you and apply it and see what comes forth.
We're out here with Gogo and Lazi. We're looking at 2017. Where to go?
Ndlanzi. Yes.
And then I practiced it, yasine. Yeah, I practiced like a nano song. Yeah, and then I'm clear, kuthi Ndlazi. And then this is it. At Gogo Keji.
Yeah.
That's my line. At Gogo Keji, and we're out here.
Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
Real talk about the year ahead, about what you can do to take responsibility, about what the cosmic energies and what the spiritual world is giving to you this year in 2017. We're out here. I'm Pumi Mashego, and I've got Gogo Keji in the studio, and we're totally keeping it real.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And you're tuned into Womandla. And I'm Pumi Mashego, and I've got Gogo Keji, at Gogo Keji, if you're looking for her on Twitter. And because she's speaking truth to you, too, about 2017 being a year of new beginnings, being a place where the spiritual world has shifted to align for all of us to step into our greatness.
Ah, you got the language. Look, he's looking like a spiritualist.
Hello,
now.
Hello. Got it down. All it took, guys, all it took is 35 minutes. In the zone. But I think, and that's the thing that, one of the things that I know at the beginning of every year is the thing that the intention I set for myself is an intention that says, so how do I step into this awesomeness? How do I manifest all of these things that are obviously there? It's what I feel like when you read the stuff, because I've never read a star sign that's not positive.
Yeah.
It'll always say to you, no, you know, the shift and the this and this, that's what it means for you, is take it and ride the wave. Yeah. But then you're just out here going, yeah, but how do I do that? Where do I start? Where do I go? So knowing what you know about spirituality, knowing what you know about science and numerology, how does one who doesn't know get in touch and in connection with their spirit self in order to be able to live in harmony with the rest of the spirit world?
Yeah, so as a student of life, because I don't believe I know, I think once you know, you cross over. Done. Once you reach the knowing, your soul says, I have served what I have come to serve. I can cross over now. And that's why we're forever seeking, you know? And what is that? Is really the key thing here, because then people, when you speak of spirituality, tend to think what it's about meditating on the mountains 365 days and eating only raw vegetables. That's very good, but that's not practical. And the key...
body wants meat.
Yeah, mine is starting to reject meat.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. It's being in touch with being in touch with yourself, being in touch with what your body's telling you. Mm. So it's very key, because when you start manifesting diseases, you know, elements in your body, disease, when you break it into two words, is what is not at ease in you that is manifesting in a disease. Mm. So it's really being in touch with the body, but you cannot be in touch with the body if you do not fit your spiritual self, because you won't be able to listen to all the body signals. So if you're tired, you're getting headaches, you're out of breath, something is not at ease there, and it's telling you a shift is going to happen, right? So no, before I go into that, I wanted to say that practically we need to be able to be divine in our humanity. So never exclude our human selves. Never exclude that we will experience human experiences. We'll experience pain. We'll experience suffering and struggling. That's all part of it. But it's how do you become divine in it? So when you go through a rough patch, how do you not call yourself cursed, but rather saying, what is the lesson that God wants me to learn here? What am I supposed to learn from these experiences? But allow yourself to experience the pain. Because I falsely believe that when you are enlightened, which is the spiritual self, when you are awakened, I'm an ipe na, But it's not true. Like, you can never say, no matter how many kids you've had, the pain of childbirth is still unbearable. It doesn't matter how many. This is my fourth one. And I was saying to my husband, yo, baby, I'm nervous about the day of birth.
No.
Yes, you know, but because the thing is, and the thing about pain is a gift, because when greatness is about to be born, something has to be shaken. You know, something in the ethers has to be shaken. So something in the body gets shaken up. Things get moved around in your body to make way for this greatness, which is life. So really recognize that you are still human at the end of the day. So if you experience very difficult things, allow yourself to be in the emotions and the pain of it, but do not be stuck there. Just ask yourself, what is the lesson? What is the next growth point? I call it growing pains. What is the next growth point that I need to go into? Right, that's one. Feed your spirit. You gotta feed the spirit. So do things that feel nourishing to you. So have time to commune with the spirit. If prayer is it for you, kulega, you know, and be with people that really are able to support that system, because there's no need going to a church where you're going because you need to show the pastor that you committed to the church. Because I remember my days when I used to go to church because of that, you know. I need to show that I have not withdrawn from the Lord. I'm still committed. But I felt no nourishment and my spirit was never uplifted because So I really wasn't feeling it anymore. But that's why I'm saying that you be with people like-minded people really fit the spirit as well. Meditation is also good. And people always think meditation is like complete silence. Meditation is awareness. So if you can be aware that you are thinking, you are in a meditative space. Because I used to struggle with that as well. Like, I got to be in complete and nothing in my thoughts. No, but if I can see that I'm thinking about food, it means I'm awake. Because some of us are not even aware of the thought patterns that are going into our head. So that's meditation. You could be meditative when you upega, for those who love cooking. If gardening does that for you, if exercise does. So those are the things in which you can commune with your spirit. Do things that really ignite something in you, that give you joy, that you're not attached to the outcome. Gutmo upega is not about making the fanciest meal, but it's about really creating a meal that will taste good. And at the end of the day, whatever comes that will taste good, because you are communing with the food in which you're making. So those things are very important. Like I said, watch your tongue as well. It's very important. Never say what you don't want to see. Rather say, so reverse the word. So instead of saying, rather say, you know what, it's painful and I want to see this. Always profess with your mouth what you're wanting to see. So do not use things like do not in your sentences if you're asking for things. You know, do not bother me. Rather say, I'm asking for peace and serenity. I'm asking for peace and serenity. So even when people say that my prayers are not being answered, they are. You're getting the same old things because of the prayers that you're sending out. If you're sending out positive messages, you'll get back positive results. So those are some of the things. It's also important for us to perform yearly rituals of cleansing, because we need to release toxins. So if you're doing this detox thing, it shouldn't be about, I want to be on a diet or lose weight, but it's about giving your body rejuvenation so that your body can carry you through again for the rest of the year. So give your body the foods that it needs. If you feed your car with the wrong kind of petrol, you know that you're going to have car problems. So why are you feeding your body with the wrong nutrients? So it's not about eating raw vegetables, like I said, 7 days. There is a time where you want a burger and chips, but you can't have those 7 days a week, you know. No, you can't have those.
Your waist will not thank you.
No,
will your heart.
No, your organs will not thank you. Because remember, organs are not visible to us, but they are the ones that are keeping this body alive. So if we're not feeding it the right nutrients, and that's why I'm saying that when you're in touch with your body, I know when I've had too much. When I've had too much crap, my body will respond and say, I don't want
enough.
It anymore. Like I said, meat doesn't like me anymore. I stopped eating red beef and only ate chicken and mutton. And then I just had an episode yesterday. But before then, I already intuitively knew that, you know what, I think Martin is not liking me anymore. Then I have to stop. And it doesn't mean that you can't go back to those foods. But it could be that your body's asking for different kinds of nutrients in order for it to function better. So why don't you take time out? If you've had too much alcohol in December and you say it takes a 3 month break, do that. It will be your liver will thank you. And when your liver is functioning, you have much more energy. And a lot of us have toxins in our digestive systems. That's why we're always tired. No matter what we do, we're tired because we're not feeding our gut the right food. We are overly, everything is on the go. Everything is instant. Make time to eat well. So that's another thing. How do we also feed our spirit? Listening to your intuition. A lot of us, all of us, this is not about being gifted or being, we are all gifted with that gift. In the Bible, some people know it as the Holy Spirit. Some people call it the third voice, or some people, it's different.
Oh, gut feeling.
Oh, gut feeling. We all have that. And if you want to have a spiritual ally for the year, start trusting it, because it can only get amplified if you listen to it. If you do not listen to it, it becomes smaller and smaller and you think it's not there. But it has not left you. You have stopped listening to it. So the more you could listen to it, you know, something as simple as like, no, don't take that road today. Go the other way. And then you find out good, actually you're like, no, but this is the quickest road. And then there's an accident on the way. And then you're even frustrated. You are late for the next thing. So something as simple as that. If you're feeling something, because feeling is not emotion, right? Emotion is attached to ego again, but feeling is a space of truth. It's a thing inside you that is giving you guidance and giving you wisdom. That is not about go-go telling you, but it's when you get to go-go, what is that feeling in you as go-go is interacting with you? I always ask people that. I'm like, I'm talking to you right now, but I want you to do what feels right for you. So even if it's humble your kezwa, humble your partner, humble or whatever, you always have to relate to the message. Because if it's not connecting, it means it's not for you at this moment. And it's okay. Because that is empowering. Then we are not victims, or we are not thinking that our power lies in our sangomas, in our pastors, in our teachers, you know. So that is empowering on its own, when we can start relying. And sometimes people say, oh, just being here feels good. I'm like, that's good. So listen to that feeling voice. Wherever, in spaces of interactions, when you're in relationship, when you're starting anything new, what is the feeling that's coming forth for you? And if you can honor that, then you can't go wrong.
Yeah. So a lot of us, because we've been raised that way.
Yeah.
Everything around us has always been about an external. It's always been about external validations. It's always been about a belief system that is given down to us. It's about laws. It's about rules that are given to us. It takes us a lot longer to get to the place where we can hear our own spirit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do have to consult.
Yes.
You do have to talk to somebody. You need somebody who's going to hold your hand and take you through the journey.
Mm.
And this is one of the jobs that you do.
Yeah.
How do people get in touch with you? How do you work?
Yeah.
And how can, if I'm listening to the show today and I'm thinking, I'd like to hear more. I'd like to know more.
Yeah.
Or I'd like to have a personal experience around all of the things that Ukoko is talking about.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
So thank you for saying, like, I would like to have a personal experience. Is to say to people again, I would not even, I stopped even responding to long people's problems on my inbox. You know, like,
I'll show you Sister Dolly.
Dear Sis Dolly is sitting there and being paid by the magazine to respond to those questions.
Mm.
But for me, it's also not about payment. It's about valuing the service in which I need to offer. But it's valuing yourself. If you value yourself and you realize that you're stuck, you cannot expect an instant solution to a problem that you've been stuck with for 10 years. Because people said it's been going on for this long, and they think with an inbox, I'm going to give you a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are complex as people. We are not machines. So in order for us to get the right type of intervention, we need to invest in ourselves. And if you want me to help you invest in yourself, so you can inbox me on my page, Koko Dineo Ndlanzi.
How is that, Leban?
Koko Dineo Ndlanzi. It's GoGoDineoNdlanzi. But even if you Google my name, you'll find a lot of my other details somewhere else. Or just email me, gukokodinowandanzi@gmail.com. Then I can give you my practice number where you could book for appointments and come see us.
And you work from?
I've got a practice, because I work with a practice from home, Nendumba. So that's why I'm using Ndumba my Facebook. It's not there. I'm using Facebook, you know. So So yeah, I'm based in Cosmo City, and then we work Monday. Because I'm not the only practitioner. So we work from Monday to Saturdays. So Sunday is time to refuel our spirit too, because you can't work that way. Working with people, it takes a lot of energy. So on Sundays we don't practice. We practice Monday, and it's different times because we administer the treatments ourselves. So when you're there, you know, but it's because I had to learn from my own experiences. I hated Imiti, and I wasn't even sure I wanted to go to Sangomas. Because, I mean, I remember I've had lots of hectic experiences because of being called as a Sangoma. And that's a conversation we'll have next time about what are the signs when you have a calling. Because there's a lot of people who are getting confused, and because it's kind of trending right now, you know?
It's super trending.
It's like everyone is tossing for 2 weeks.
Super trending.
Oh Lord, yeah, you know, because that 2 weeks, Jay, usangena, we have to cleanse you and make sure that whatever that gets evoked, evokes from a place of purity and cleanliness. So if utu twase for 2 weeks, I really do not understand how you got initiated in 2 weeks and then you are home the following week. What really? How did that happen? Because first and foremost, we don't train from manuals, right? The guidance in which when you come for a training of Ubungom, it means that I, as your trainer, get guided by my own ancestors and by your own ancestors. Because remember, when you are stepping to train, it's not because I'm powerful. It's not the human self of me. It means the ones who've blessed me with this gift have the power to really do things. So if I'm relying on those messages, this isn't in 2 weeks. We should see tweet like or WhatsApp.
145 characters.
Yeah, do this and do that. But it's very important, and I say this all the time, Bumi, wherever I go when I'm asked to come and speak on these platforms. As much as it looks fancy when people are Instagramming their pictures and you see the end results, do not be tempted if Ilozlaku has not said so. If you are really truly gifted, they need to be able to make the way for you. They need to show you the path. Guti na indlela uya kampumi uya gadineo or uya gatlif or uya gacentral or uya gabanban. The road has to be clearer, because the mistake in which people are making now is because everybody wants very quick and instant things, you know, and then they go into it that way, and it's a waste of resources. It's a lot of money go to us. It's a waste of time as well. So that's my plea out there, Guti, because some of us are like, oh, I like the way koko. Ungang inbox umbuzo kutingwa sanga malin. I don't work that way, I don't work that way, you know.
Speaking of, one of the things that has happened over the past couple of years, and again, Instagram lives, you see it all the time. And people don't quite know what to expect. So ngiyak inbox ngicela a consultation. I need to have a shift, and I need to meet my spirit self and realign with my spirit self. And then Malin. And so what is a person supposed to like go, ugogo lona ngathi.
Okay.
Ting 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 angikho shonga
lokho. Okay, warning bells is when I promise you the world. I don't have the world. So when I say, hi, man, you'll have a new job, you're getting that promotion, you're getting your ex back, those pamphlet messages are not true, right? And when I'm asking you to invest more than what you are currently getting, if you need to go, you need 100,000 to get 1 million, it does not make sense. You know, I will give you 1 million after you've put in 100. Those things, like when the messages are too good to be true. Remember when I spoke about trusting that feeling in you? And a lot of people get intimidated. I don't believe healers or healing has to come with intimidation. It can come with caution. But intimidation is when I tell you you'll die for uzuzokeza or uzotwasa, or like, oh my God, life is going to be miserable. I can caution you of the consequences of when you are resisting, because if you are called, you're resisting truly what you are, right? So it will, the misfortunes will persist, definitely. But I cannot tell you that I don't believe. I always say to people ask me, amadlozi akapanishani, akunadlozi elipanishayo elizofuna ukukubulala. They're only disciplining you. If you're off the radar, they'll bring you back to the radar. And, depending on the how far off are you? To pull you back, it takes a lot of strength and energy, and it, you know, it could feel very aggressive to be pulled back into alignment. Just with imoto, when the car is not aligned, and when you leave it for too long, you can actually even get an accident because it's the wheels are going all wobbly on the road. So the alignment, the expense you're gonna pay good alignment will be much more higher because it took so long. You might even need to change your change your tires altogether. Your whole car system might need to change because you've been
on the wrong
for a long time. So when you come to me and I'm promising too good, you know, omunye wathi kimi, and no offense, what gokas mina, I don't understand mhlawumbe I'm cooking meso things othola I mention, you know, and it doesn't mean good you can't, because I don't live in a mansion, I live in a basic house, but we can do things. I always say to people, listen, I know when we work with you something is going to shift, but what is it is going to shift? Angazi gogo, because I'm not idlos nako, you know. At the end of the day, God is in me, but I'm not God. My human self is not God. I would not know ukuthi I'm going to shift this and this is going to happen. So those are the things. When people start promising you things, we cannot promise. Remember, we are enablers. We are electric, like a conductor of electricity.
You're
right?
Not the electricity.
Yes, you, but I'm not the electricity. So I won't know how bright or big it would be. Some people utholi ukuthi umenze into encane and everything shifts. Hey, everything. Like, yo, the boyfriend comes back and akasabuyi for treatments because it's like tick, 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 tick. You know, and some people, it takes a long time. And it's to know ukuthi angisho we are unique souls. Even though we are part of one creator energy, but we all are here to serve different purposes. And depending on the purpose in which you need to serve, it means that the type of intervention you need to get will also be different, and the results and the speed of the results coming to you will be at a different pace, because at the end of the day, we are here to serve very unique purposes, and that's why that's why I can never be you. And the thing is, I can be inspired by you and be interested and want to be mentored by your work, but I can never want to think I'll be exactly, I can't be, there's no copycats. There isn't. And a lot of us, that's why sifela in these things, is because we are la paya ufuna mandla, ufuna this, ufuna. Don't go looking for things that are not yours.
It's 2017, and 2017 being the year of new beginnings, a cosmic one, a spiritual one. It's the year to make things happen. The world and the spirit world and everything around you has shifted. So says Gogo Ndlanzi, right? And you can get hold of her. She's at Gogo Geji, at GOGOGEJI. If you want to tweet her, if you want to inbox her, you can inbox her on yabona email address yakho. It's so long. If you Google, or if you Facebook Gogo Dineo Ndlanzi, NDLANZI, you're definitely going to find her. And it's about the year of new beginnings. And I think 2017 is going to be that year. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy right now. And I felt like this yesterday when we were talking. I was like, oh, yazi lokoko. That's some person for real. Good luck with that baby boy. I'm going to be thinking about you. And I hope you come back and visit us and bring him along.
Of course.
Can't wait to meet the little guy. Thank you for keeping it real with us. I'm Phume Mashego, and you have been tuned into Womandla 2017. Make it great. CliffCentral.com.